News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, this year marks 50 years of Pride. On June 27th, 1974, the Sexual Liberation Movement organised the first gay Pride demonstration in Dublin. And Michael Carrigan, playwright and one of the founders of that movement, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I was thinking about this. 1974 to now, you have seen huge change, haven't you, in terms of how being gay, in terms of how people's sexuality, and in terms of how Ireland has moved, a very different place?
Very different place, yeah. It's great. It's to be welcomed, and congratulations to all the people who fought hard for this change to happen.
Yeah, they're standing on the shoulders of people like yourself. Back in 1974... Ireland was obviously a cold house. It was illegal to be a homosexual, as it would have been put into the law. That first Pride March, how was it received?
With bewilderment, to be quite honest, with it, with the people around St. Stephen's Green, you know, cars in the traffic looking and stopping and wondering what was going on. You know, it was a very almost surreal moment. There was only eight of us, I think, you know, at the time. And it was just a bit odd, a bit strange to be walking around there with the placards. And I remember after that march, I went around to O'Donoghue's and Marion Row, crying into my pipe, thinking, God, this, what am I doing? Am I mad? Am I crazy? Are we ever going to get change?
Was it intimidating? Were you frightened?
I was frightened and I was nervous, but I just felt I had to do it. We had to start somewhere.
How old were you at the time?
I was 22.
So you're 22 and there was eight of you. Yeah. God, it's kind of heartbreaking when you think about it now.
Yeah.
I mean, Pride will be a massive celebration this weekend.
Yes,
thousands of people will take to the streets, yeah. People embracing it and all of that. A long road, a road that's moved, I'm sure, in a direction that you're much happier with. Is there still a need for Pride? You often hear people ask that.
I just think the pendulum of progress can swing and change. And there's the rise to the right. It's sort of worrying. It's sort of sneaked under the radar for a bit, and so all of a sudden they're there. And can I just say something, you know, about that and all this talk of immigration and all the rest of it? I mean, I was Grand Marshal at Dublin Pride last year, and what made me a really proud Irishman was walking down O'Connell Street at the head of that march and seeing the whole world in front of me, people of colour, all different races, everybody there cheering and clapping. I felt really that that was fantastic. This is the Ireland that we have to get used to.
Is there still a way to go? I'm just seeing across the news this morning, Michael, I don't know if you've seen it, is Wicklow Pride is postponing. They were going to have a disco, yeah. For 13 to 16 year olds, an LGBT positive disco. I was going to think it'd be called the Rainbow Disco, but there has been kind of protests and pushback on it, and so they are now postponing it because they're not sure how to proceed with this teenage
that's
disco. Do you have a view? Do you notice, because you do hear people from the community saying that they're worried that, you said, you know, progress can, pendulums can swing, mm-hmm. that there is some pushback of late?
Yeah, I've heard that. Anecdotally, I've heard that. There seems to be a feeling around. There's a sort of a pushback.
You haven't experienced anything?
I haven't sort of experienced it myself. And I live in Derry now, you know. And but as I mentioned before, there was this worrying rise, you know. And so people are nervous about, you know, you get a bit nervous about this.
Sure.
This sort of thing, you know. Yeah.
I'm very taken by the image in my head of eight of you marching back. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago. Like, when you see what Pride is today and how it's embraced by the country and also by sort of the corporate world, is there any bit of you, and it would be totally understandable if it did, is anybody that kind of goes, well, where were you 50 years ago? Or are you just glad that that's the way it is now?
To be quite honest, I'm glad that's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose you do. Sometimes you do, you know, when you sit in your own, you think, like, for instance, today is the anniversary of that march.
Yeah.
You know, it's today, 50 years ago today, and I think I might just get a bunch of flowers and go up there and lay it and think. And
because it took serious guts to do it.
It really
50
did.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I've no doubt.
Do you know, yeah, I came from Derry. I got a scholarship. I came from the Bogside in Derry, and I was one of the first Catholics to go to Trinity. I had to get permission from my bishop to go there. He said no, but my mother said yes. So I was very much affected by what was going on and the Troubles, and the civil rights movement had a big effect on me. The black civil rights movement in America had a big effect on me. What was happening in Europe had a big effect on me. It was an international thing. So I was full of, I was young and I was full of, I wanted to change.
Youthful vigour.
You did change things.
Yeah, I suppose. Thanks.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
I think it was a push. I mean, it was a tiny movement to start off with, and we are where we are. Yeah. We should point out that Leah Varadkar is going to be on The Hard Shoulder with Kieran this evening talking about Pride from 4 o'clock. Yes. Look, you know, will you be attending any of the activities yourself this weekend?
I will. Yeah. And yesterday, the provost of Trinity College, Linda Doyle, had a garden party. And I did a gay tour of Trinity. They asked me to do a gay tour yesterday as well, which was very interesting. And the provost then had a garden party and threw her. I was dragged out of the provost's office for protesting, and then she's welcomed me with champagne. Yes.
Times have changed. Over the course of a life, things can change so much and so much for the better. Look, thank you very much for coming into us.
It's a pleasure.
We're delighted to have you.
Happy Pride to everybody. Thank you for having me.
To everybody, and happy Pride to yourself as well, and well done. That is Michael Kerrigan, their playwright and one of the founders of the Pride movement.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.